basket, yeah?
Yes! Hoo-ha, Vikings!
That's the sound of the Sydney Vikings conducting their pre-match cheer before their weekly five-a-side football match in the city's inner west. The language is Danish. Indeed, the Vikings are a team of Danish expatriates living in Australia. And this is a home away from home for Scandinavians. The Vikings match has begun, and on the sidelines, Peter Tarbor is explaining how the team was created.
We started the team last year, in January last year. In all the big Asian capitals, there's a Viking team. And I've lived in some of those cities, and then we just copied the concept here.
Yeah, cool.
And then every year in the Easter, all the Viking teams meet up in a place in Asia to play a big tournament.
Team member Christopher Crane says football is serious business for Danes.
It is. It is like a religion, almost, at least. Everyone cares about it. If we win, everyone's ecstatic. If we lose, everyone goes nuts. So, it is something we care about deeply here.
Godt, Jakob, det er fint, det er fint. Altid lader du frisbak der. Pas på ham der, den skaldede, han er god.
The second half is underway and the Vikings are leading 5-0. They're confident of securing victory today and just as confident that Denmark will beat Australia when the countries meet at the World Cup group stage in June. The Danes will be making their fifth World Cup appearance after securing their spot with a convincing playoff win over Ireland last year. Their squad is littered with players with big league experience.
So that's on a play for Eriksen, who completes his hat-trick.
Tottenham star Christian Eriksen, who scored a hat-trick in the final match against the Irish, headlines the team. Meanwhile, back in Sydney...
Shake hands, boys. Shake hands, fellas.
It's full-time and a resounding win for the Vikings. And then there's a liquid debrief at a nearby bar where Denmark's upcoming clash with Australia is up for discussion. The Danes have only played Australia three times, but they've won 2-1. Christopher Crane says most Danes are confident their national team can progress to the knockout phase in Russia.
I'm fairly certain that Denmark is going to beat Australia because, I actually went to the game where you guys qualified against Honduras and it wasn't pretty. If you look at the way Denmark qualified against Ireland, obviously a thrashing 5-1. Christian Eriksen was insane. So I think we've got the star players and also the tactical skills to beat you significantly.
It's perhaps a more measured assessment from Crane's Vikings teammate Christian Vestman.
We have a very young team, and I don't think Christian Eriksen is the big star on the team, but if he's out, there's a lot missing for the team. I think as well as Christopher said, I think we'll win, but it's a World Cup, and there's never an easy game in the World Cup.